WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Heavy winds are whipping through New Jersey today, and they're only going to intensify as we get into midday lunchtime. Gusts 50, 60 mile an hour plus. Widespread power outages are expected. The winds are also closing some coronavirus testing centers today. Sites of the PNC Bank Arts Center, Ocean County College in Toms River, County College of Morris, Hudson Regional Hospital, and Robbinsville all closed today. There continue to be glimmers of hope that the infection rate has peaked in New Jersey, that we're flattening the curve. But a return to normal is still a ways off. Governor Murphy cautions against rushing to reopen parts of the economy, fearing a resurgence of COVID-19. And starting tonight, he's ordered you to wear a mask when you pick up food or basically do anything to leave the house. Aside from wearing masks, social distancing and stay-at-home rules will remain in effect for at least the next several weeks.
Dr. Ed Lipschitz of the Jersey Health Department says a number of factors will determine when the phase back to normalcy can begin, including COVID-19 death rates, hospitalizations, emergency room visits.
And we're looking at the positivity numbers. We'd like to see the percent of positives go down, because that would again suggest with the same amount of testing, this was less common in the population.
Governor Murphy says once the COVID-19 numbers start dropping, rapid testing will hopefully be available across the state.
So that you could quickly make an assessment, quarantine, if necessary, is going to be hugely important in reopening.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New Jersey hospital believed to be the first to try experimental stem cell therapy on a critically ill coronavirus patient. Doctors have used blood cells from a human placenta, injecting them into the patient at Holy Name Medical Center in Teaneck. NJ.com reports the doctors are hoping the stem cells will boost the immune system of the patient and may help rebuild damaged lung tissue. It's too soon to know if it'll work. The top infectious disease expert in the U.S. says the economy in parts of the country could have a rolling reentry as early as next month, provided health authorities can quickly identify and isolate people who will inevitably be infected with COVID-19. The economic toll continues to be great. A third of Americans missed their rent payments for April. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
A nasty and very active weather day for New Jersey. It looks like the heaviest rain and strongest winds will come from late morning through early afternoon. And that wind is our biggest concern here. Gusts to 50-plus miles an hour inland, 60-plus miles an hour along the coast. That's certainly enough to cause some power outages. Down trees and branches blow around garbage cans and patio furniture today. In addition, we'll be watching for severe weather this afternoon. Some strong thunderstorms out there. It'll be warm and humid with highs near 70. That absolutely plays into the strength of this powerful storm system. Drying out, clearing out, and calming down this evening with lows falling into the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, much nicer, partly sunny, a light breeze, and highs in the mid-50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Camden 59, Bethlehem 55, Perth Amboy is 56. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. It's a free download from New Jersey 101.5.